Of peace.
You're the great I am.
You're here with the grace of the Savior, with the heart of the Father. You are all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit.
Rain. just a mention of
Eternal One, glory.
just wanted to share from Isaiah 51, verses 12 through 14. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is like the grass, and have forgotten the Lord, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. And the Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth and saying to Zion, you are my people. Wake yourself. Dear Lord, let us be awake and aware of the greatness of your victory on our behalf. Let us no longer fear man or anything else, knowing that it is you that hold us, you who sustain us, and your victory is sure and our end is certain.
Thank you for reading that verse from Isaiah. You know, we see that the greatness of God in the midst of trials and troubles. And I'm reminded of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, where this great army came to attack the Israelites. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 2, it says, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, etc. And Jehoshaphat's response to that was this. Verse 3, then Jehoshaphat was afraid, and he set his face to seek the Lord, proclaimed a fast, and they gathered everybody together, and they prayed. And that's what they did. They didn't prepare for battle, but they prepared for prayer and fasting. And it says there that God spoke to them in verse 15, and he said, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them. And verse 17 says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. So that's what God is saying to us this morning. Okay? I want us to sit down. If anybody is fearful about a situation, why don't you stand up? We want to pray for you. Okay, you're fearful about any situation in your life. Right? There's something that's you're fearful about. You want to see a solution. You want to see a deliverance. You know? And anybody else, you're fearful about a situation. You're concerned. You're anxious. And we want to pray that God will come in, take away that spirit of fear, and deliver you as he has delivered Jehoshaphat. Yeah, so great. I am also standing here. Anybody else fearful about a situation? Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you that you are with us, Lord. Lord, you are committed to us from now till eternity, Lord. Thank you. It's not because of us, but because of your unconditional, unfailing love over us. Lord, I pray for each one standing this morning, Lord. I come against the spirit of fear, Lord. Fear is from the evil one. We just come against it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would replace that fear in our hearts with faith, knowing that you can do all things. Nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Lord, all we can do, like Jehoshaphat, is come before you and bow down and worship you, and lift up our hands to you, knowing that you are the God who can deliver. Oh, Lord, and that you will intervene in our situations. Lord, we break every work of the enemy right now. And we speak faith into these situations. We speak life into these situations, Lord. Lord, you raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, Lord. Oh, Lord, you healed the ones with leprosy, Lord. You cast out demons from so many people, Lord. Lord, you did mighty signs and wonders. Lord, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And we look to you, O God in heaven,
okay,
Creator of the universe. And we say, Lord, come into our situation,
yes,
Lord. Strengthen our hearts, Lord. Lift up our feeble hands, Lord. And may we see your deliverance. May your confidence is our portion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Remember what we learned last Sunday. What is one of the hindrances to worship and intimacy with Jesus? Fear and anxiety. Okay, now come on. Let's do some. Do you think Jehoshaphat went meekly? No, he went with. He conquered his fear and he went ahead, right? So let's stand. Let's just do some declaration this morning. Let's do the opposite of what fear is making you do. Fear is making you stay quiet. Do the opposite. Okay, say, God, I'm going to shout even though inside I'm trembling. Yeah? Let's stand. Warfare is not timid. Is warfare timid? No, they make noise. They do. So can we make some noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something, there's Come on, let's just break this thing here. Father, we just come and we want to declare you the victor. Lord, you said perfect love casts out all fear. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defense. finished work of the cross. Amen?
Yes.
Here at your table, we remember the blood once shed. Your body.